Hello, and welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast to help women connect with their inner goddess while nurturing their divine feminine essence. And we do this by learning about both practical and magical ways to work with your mind, body, and spirit, and to help you live completely empowered lives. I'm your host, Charisse Williams, a spiritual guide and holistic life coach, and I am so excited to welcome you to this episode. Let's get into it.
Hello, friends. All right, today I want to talk to you guys just a little quick witchy tip on how you can infuse any beverage with a little bit extra magic and intent. So these are really quick, easy tips that really you can do anywhere too, whether you are in the office, out at a restaurant, wherever you are. So tip number one to infuse any beverage with magic and intent is to use your hands, to use your energy. Now, if you know Reiki, then you probably already know that you can infuse your beverage with some Reiki energy. But even if you don't know Reiki, I personally don't know how to do Reiki at all. You can still infuse your beverage with energy and intent using your hands. So basically, you'll just have your cup in front of you, and you can either put your hands around your cup or put your hands over your cup, whatever feels natural to you. And you're just going to keep your hands over your beverage, and you may want to close your eyes as well, and just infuse that beverage with whatever it is that you're working on. So maybe you are working on bringing more prosperity into your life, or maybe you are working on self-love or patience or whatever it is that you are working on in your life. Put your hands over your beverage and just close your eyes and really feel that intent moving into your drink. You can maybe even keep your eyes open and visualize the energy leaving your hands and infusing that beverage with the energy. So perhaps it's self-love energy. So maybe you envision pink light coming out of your hands and really infusing that beverage with that self-love light. So that's the number one, well, not the number one, one way that you can infuse your beverage with magical intent. Another way, this one is really fun. This one might get you a little more, maybe a little more noticeable out in public, but it's using a little clear quartz point, which I surprisingly, I have a teeny, teeny, tiny one right here. This is a very small clear quartz point that I have in my hand here. If you're watching the video of this, because I record this for YouTube and my podcast. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see this teeny tiny clear quartz point in my hand. But you can take your clear quartz point. Obviously, you want to make sure it is literally cleansed, like you can rinse it under water to clean it. And then also the running water can help to energetically cleanse the clear quartz point. So you will take your quartz and you will put it into your drink. And if you're trying to bring something into your life, you want to stir the quartz point into the beverage in a clockwise motion. And then if you are wanting to remove something from your life, you will turn it in a counterclockwise motion. And similar to like we did with infusing the beverage with the energy from our hands, you'll do the same with the clear quartz point. And you'll envision the energy going through the quartz crystal into your beverage and infusing it with that energy. This is doubly awesome. Doubly? Is that a word? Extra awesome. Because not only are you putting your visualization and your feeling and your intent into it, the quartz point is also amplifying that energy. So it really does help to add just some extra oomph to the beverage and to the intent and to the visualization. So that is another option. I really suggest be careful if you try to do other crystals in your beverage, because not all crystals are safe to ingest. So they're not safe to put into your water or your beverage, whatever it is. So make sure you're careful with that. Quartz, any type of quartz is okay, like rose quartz, amethyst, clear quartz. But you can just do a quick Google search of like toxic crystals and just make sure you do not put those into your beverage. If you have a crystal that you want to use that is not safe to put into your beverage, you can always just set it next to the cup. So just leave it there for 5-10 minutes. And just having the crystal near the beverage, it infuses it with the energy. So something you could do to make sure it's the right wavelength or energy that you're wanting hold the crystal in your hand and sort of program that crystal, infuse that crystal with your intent. So if it's rose quartz for self-love, we'll just stick with the self-love theme. If it's rose quartz for self-love, you maybe want to put the rose quartz in your hands. You can even maybe say a little blessing or a prayer and really infuse that and activate that rose quartz specifically for self-love. And then you could just set that next to your beverage, or because it is rose quartz, you could even put that into your beverage. If you put any crystals in, again, number one, make sure that they are non-toxic to put into your beverage. And number two, remember that you have a crystal in your beverage and you don't want to drink it and then start choking on a damn crystal. That would not be good. So just use some common sense and safety there. So those are just a few of the ways that I wanted to share to make any of your beverages sort of a magically infused beverage, sort of making it into your own little witchy potion. But like I said, I mean, other than the crystals option, those may not be the best, the most inconspicuous ways. But really, it's all about the energy and the intent and putting that into the beverage. So I hope that you enjoyed this short, quick, witchy tip. If you give this a try, or if you have another way that you like to energetically infuse your beverages, let me know. Or if you try this out, either of these options that I've given you, let me know. Hit me up on social media, Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram, the Goddess Life Podcast, of course. I'm on Facebook, Charisse Williams, Healing Moon Lumina. That's also my website, healingmoonlumina.com. Hit me up, let me know. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.